A series of deaths among trainee psychiatrists in Victoria has sparked concern about the intensity of their studies. The coroner will determine whether they were suicides. The state medical associations say the deaths may point to an overburdened health system. In Melbourne, Rachel Brown reports.
The rates of mental illness within the medical profession are well documented. A 2013 Beyond Blue study of doctors and medical students found they report substantially higher rates of psychological distress and attempted suicide compared to both the general population and other professions. But four deaths in as many weeks among trainee psychiatrists has renewed concerns about the pressures they're under.
It opens a whole lot of additional questions about why this is happening, what can be done to reduce the drive for this to happen.
Dr. Mukesh Haikerwell chairs the Doctors Mental Health Program at Beyond Blue. He stresses he doesn't know the finer details of the deaths. That's for the coroner to look into, but if they do relate to anxiety, stress and workload pressures, it's a conversation the community has to have. He says the healthcare professions are far from immune to mental illness.
You do need to seek help, you do need to have help. You need to have systems in the workplace, and this is where Beyond Blue is doing a lot of work in terms of supporting people in the workplace to deal with and support people who are suffering from illness.
He says the problem is a stigma still surrounds it.
The way in which the system is put together really underrates the danger of people with mental illness. So 30% of the population at any one time will have some degree of mental illness, and we don't really support them particularly well, including our own profession.
A talkback caller, Sarah, told ABC Local Radio she knows of a trainee psychiatrist who committed suicide a year ago. He'd admitted to friends he was struggling.
He had friends encouraging him to seek help, and he was adamant that he couldn't possibly engage with acute psychiatric services because people who run those services are his colleagues. So he was concerned about the impact on his career, but also just the extreme anxiety about engaging people that he works with.
Monash Health, which operates a string of hospitals across Victoria, has a mental health strategy to support its doctors through periods of high stress, anxiety and depression. Interestingly, on a side note, this provider was in the news recently after a leaked memo revealed it planned to order staff to discharge three mental health patients a day, regardless of their progress. Management has since retracted that advisory, but it does help illustrate how strained the system is. The Australian Medical Association says it's possible last year's changes to the Mental Health Act have increased demands on psychiatrists and trainees. Dr. Tony Bartoni is the Victorian branch president.
Significant amounts of unpaid overtime contributing to the stresses of what is already a very demanding role. Is it a direct causal link? Too early to tell.
And are you hearing reports of people feeling stressed that they have to move sick patients through the system far too quickly?
Increasing demand on the scarcity of our system is all too common, and it's a situation that all doctors have to deal with every day. This area of medicine is no less exempt, and in fact it's perhaps even more distressing when there are a lack of community supports to assist in terms of moving patients from an acute setting, from a hospital setting, to a community setting.
The Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists says the deaths are sad and tragic. But its president, Murray Patton, isn't sure if there's a link between the deaths and the rigours of the college's training program. Dr. Patton adds the program has gone through significant changes,
which were designed to help improve the progression of trainees. Also were associated with some changes that removed some of the very stressful, high-stakes elements of the assessment process.
Do you think psychiatrists think it's a bad look to have a psychiatrist?
My gut reaction to that is no. In fact, many psychiatrists quite actively seek support from a psychiatrist colleague or a professional colleague for a whole variety of reasons. And amongst one of the things that we have set up as part of the ongoing professional development of psychiatrists is the opportunity for them to have regular contact with peers or with individuals as part of their ongoing development.
That's Dr. Murray Patton from the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, ending that report by Rachel Brown.